Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. We go to Buenos Aires, which has been the good news consistently for some time now, a country in the midst of what would be called a turnaround if it was a private enterprise. And yet there are bumps here. Argentine President Milei vetoed a pension boost and a bill strengthening protections for people with disabilities. Lawmakers had passed in July. He said President Milei, this puts put fiscal balance at risk. In other words, we can't afford it. Professor, I want to understand this because there is reason to believe that this is correct. However, what is driving it is the question. We've talked about the poverty rate climbing dramatically in Argentina after President Milei's election, and he put the government on diet, eliminating ministries, but at the same time making it very difficult for the food kitchens to operate, as I read. Now he's vetoed the idea of strengthening protections for people with disabilities in a package of more pensions for the elderly. Is this wise? Is this Peronistas in action showing what they can do? How do you read this?
Well, John, it was certainly a politically gutsy move on the part of Milei. It's worth recalling that some of the most significant protests against Milei's policies actually came when previously he was seen as opposing or at least taking measures that would have reduced pensions. So many in Argentina have been willing to accept the very bitter medicine as Milei has tried to dismantle the clientelistic state that Peronist governments under Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner and Alberto Fernandez had run for many, many years. But when you start messing with people's fathers and grandfathers, that's when people really come into the streets. And so just recalling that there have been a number of things in terms of a history of currency devaluations under Milei, as well as cuts to a number of different social services and elimination of subsidies that had increased the prices of electricity and bus service and things like that, that for people on a fixed income in Argentina had really made things difficult. And so there had been a proposal essentially to increase pension payments and increase also certain measures for those on disability, which, again, it would have been very expensive at a time when Milei is trying to maintain a balanced budget. Something that impressively he's achieved. And so basically by saying, I think his exact words were, there is no money for this. He was taking a relatively hardline stance on something that would have been legitimately very, very expensive at a time when he's trying to keep the budget balanced, but is given the political salience of pensioners in Argentina was a politically very gutsy move to do.
Then the sainthood that Mr. Milei can enjoy, especially on the partisan right in the U.S., is qualified by expecting more bumps like this going forward. I mean, he's been on a roll, but this shows me that the legislature is still a dominant voice when it wants to be. And as I recall, Milei has a very small footprint in the legislature. Is that correct? And there's a vote coming up.
No, absolutely, John. Milei is successful as long as he's successful, to say it in an ironic way, that Argentines were deeply frustrated with previous governments. They understood there was a need to change. But one of the things that's also helped Milei, number one, is he has had a lot of measures of success in getting inflation down and getting the economy restored and in winning support from the International Monetary Fund. So there's a sense that his bitter medicine is beginning to pay off. The Argentine economy is set to grow at more than 5% this year. And with midterm elections now coming up within just about a month, I believe, this is something where his party, La Libertad Avanza, as well as the right in general, is poised to make significant gains. However, there is a fragility in his position. Yes, he does benefit from a strong presidentialistic system. He can do a lot of things through presidential decrees, and then essentially Congress has to go back and undo what he's done. That's something that's helped him out a lot in these early years. However, there are questions of some of his tactics in terms of holding together his coalition and the way that he has treated some of the people on the center right, his pro-allies in the orientation towards the elections that they are facing. There's some questions about his what's seen as a somewhat authoritarian and unusual style with respect to trying to force his position and not being willing in the eyes of some to compromise. There's some issue that some of the members of his party, La Libertad Avanza, are odd characters and in some cases involved with allegations of impropriety in different parts of Argentina, to say the least. And so, again, as long as Milei succeeds, especially within the presidentialistic system, he's succeeding. He's probably going to make significant gains in his upcoming election. But in terms of his coalition, members of his party, and some pushback against his personal style, there are risks. There is fragility that I think if things begin to turn south economically, those things will begin to hurt him. But for now, he's been able to stay above the surface due to his, I think, perceived and really very real success in turning around the Argentine economy.
I want to make sure I understand. You expect him to pick up some seats in the vote for the legislature. Is that correct? We have 30 seconds.
Absolutely. It appears that La Libertad Avanza, his party, the Libertarian Party, will pick up votes. Less clear whether the center-right coalition will pick up some, but in general, the right and those supporting Milei will consolidate their position to some degree in the legislature.
Professor Abinellis, U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.